Hey guys, so we're here again today, and I just have a question for you. Would you like to do some classes for free? Some college classes, and not only for free, but for fast? I don't think that's good grammar. Like, finish them quickly, and they're easy? It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, I am living proof that it works. You can literally finish three easy college classes for free in 2 months. Maybe you might want to grab like 9 more credits over the summer, or not drive to college daily for the summer semester, or just like you want to get through some subjects you already know well and just get the credits done and over with. Why am I talking of summer? People are looking at summer classes right now, but it could be for any semester. I can help you figure this out. Stay tuned. Hey girl, welcome to Money and Mental Peace, a podcast for Christian college girls wanting to graduate debt-free. Do you procrastinate on homework while Googling easy scholarships and money for college because you're drowning in debt and student loans? Afraid you'll never have enough time and motivation to find ways to pay for college when you don't even have enough time to sleep or have a social life? I'm Kara. I too was a stressed college student and overachiever looking for money and mental peace. I wondered if there were other ways to pay for college, and I wished for a clear direction on how to do it. I wanted an easier way to fund college with less anxiety, but I kept telling myself I had no idea what to do, thought I wasn't finished in school fast enough, and thought I would never have enough money. Until some scholarships and rare school hacks got me through debt-free, and I can show you how to do this as well. In this podcast, you'll find mental peace, answers for your future, and enough money to kill it at college. So grab your cold brew and TI-89 and enroll in the most stress-free and debt-free class that you've ever attended. This is Money and Mental Peace. Guys, I am talking kind of quietly because people are sleeping, so I am just going to turn the volume up when I edit. So I hope you can hear me a little bit. Yeah, and I got a snotty nose, so welcome to life. So if you guys want to know more about how to have such a thing as all of these things that I talk about in this podcast with debt-free college, and, you know, so you can have all this freedom or do college classes fast or early or for free, then come join us over in the Facebook community, the Christian College Girl community. I had to think about it for a second. And join there, and also you'll be notified in that community when I am launching my course called the Debt-Free College Blueprint, which can help you step by step through your situation, how you could figure out how to graduate debt-free. So I just thought you might be interested in more accountability and like deeper topics and such things, and how I could help you through that. So go ahead and join our Facebook group to be notified about that. Okay, so you're here for the real gist of this episode. Let's talk a little bit. I have a quick story of how I did what is described here. Now, to be very honest, I can't remember if it was in exactly 2 months, but it was in that time frame around. So and this is how you'll be able to do something like this as well. So after high school, right, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I figured I could test out of some classes. You guys have heard my story before. I could test out of some classes for cheap and just make sure they're ones that would transfer to several of the colleges I was looking for. So I took CLEP tests, which I have mentioned before. They're College Level Examination Program is what they stand for. And if this is the first time you guys are listening to me, well, welcome. And this will be something I've mentioned before. Go ahead and look up the website Homeschooling for College Credit. Now, I know a lot of you probably aren't homeschoolers. It doesn't matter. It's an awesome resource, okay? Go to Homeschooling for College Credit and find college credit by type. It's in the main page. It talks about different transferability. Under good transferability are AP, you know, right? Advanced placement exams, AP exams, CLEP tests, and DSST exams. And these are ones that can be done that you can take the test. Well, with AP, there's classes for that. But the other ones, you can take a test, and if you pass it, you get 3 to 6 college credits. So let me tell you how I did it. So I actually studied with a friend, right? And we studied, I wanted to name a few that I remember specifically. A general humanities class, we just got like a study guide online that was specifically for the CLEP test. Like, there's literally a study guide for the test so you can test out of it. So I got study guides for the humanities CLEP, also the college math CLEP, and the English composition CLEP. And I studied with my friend. I don't think she did the math one with me, but I did the other two with her. And then it was cool. We could study on our own, study each week, and then go and take the test and then celebrate after and get food. Or like, I think we got Froyo one time, right? So that's pretty cool. And she didn't take the college math, I don't think, but I did that. And I remember because I would just generally focus on one at a time, I could get through studying it in like a month or two. And I think the college math, I didn't even study that much. I just went and took it because I had liked math. So I am going to send out a guess here that I could get these done in 2 months. I can't remember the exact time frame, but they're totally doable with others in a couple months if you're just focusing on one at a time. And you know that you can get them done fast because it's not like you have to finish by to the end of a semester. So it's like, obviously it takes several months if you're in college and semesters. So I went, I passed these tests. They're just pass or fail. The credits just transfer as credits. For me, there was no GPA attached. It just transferred as credits, and then you could start fresh into your GPA, whatever score, grades, whenever you went to college, to a specific community college, university, whatever. So the cool thing is, this is the idea of 3 easy college classes, okay, for free in 2 months. So I've talked about the 2 months part. Let's talk about, were they easy? I say yes, because I had already been doing math, right? And the English composition, I couldn't believe that there was an English comp opportunity on to test out of, but they even had you like write a little excerpt on things there. And the reason I called these easy is I kind of had already known math. I had been a writer before, and the humanities one, I thought was very interesting. It was different cultures and a little bit of history, geography. So what made it easy for me is I just had the study guide, the literal study guide for the test. So I knew to look through this stuff because it could be on the test, right? And some things that I had recently gone over. So if you're in high school too and you just went through a certain class, maybe check if there's a CLEP test for it or another type of test you could immediately test out of it. That's why I say it was easy and you could do it in 2 months, because it could be stuff you already know, or you could just focus on it one at a time, each test, and you can, you don't have to wait to the end of the semester to finish it, right? You can just study it and get it over with in 2 months or whatever. Now, why do I say free? I didn't know about this before, but there is a company called Modern States. If you sign up with them, it's free to sign up. They just have like some study guide options too, like flashcards and little study sessions. They will give you a voucher for reimbursement. If you passed the test, like the CLEP test, they will reimburse you. So you literally can get it for free. Like, nobody knows about this. I mean, some people know about it, but like most people listening, I don't think have, and they don't tell you this type of stuff because, you know, universities want your money. So yeah, that's a way that you could, or that's a way that I finished several, like 3 easy college classes in 2 months or so. I didn't do it for free because I didn't know about them, about that company, but you probably could do that. And I did want to throw this out there. Each of those classes I just told you about, the humanities, the college math, the English comp, those weren't 3 credits each. Those were 6 credits each. Legit, 6 credits each. In about 2 months, it might have taken a little longer, I got 18 credits For real, okay? And these are some more, like, general prereqs, so it's better maybe to do these in the first couple years of college. But, and I didn't know about that this free voucher opportunity, but they were still pretty cheap. Each test was about $100. So I got 18 college credits in a few months for about $300. Hey, plus gas to get there and then, you know, a study guide and maybe some food after, right? What if, I do not think it went up to this much money, but let's say it was $400. $400 for 18 credits in a few months. Literally, why is no one running after this? Okay, that is how I did it and how you could possibly do the same. Because who in the world wants student loans? Go back and listen to my last episode about don't want a 9-to-5 like your parents. Step one is graduating college debt-free so that you can have location freedom, time freedom, and money freedom. I talk about statistics. The average student has about $29,000 in debt, at least according to, let's see, what website was that? Oh, Forbes. Okay. And, but over time, that increases because of interest. And if you take forever to pay it off, sometimes it's double the amount. I don't know, but compound interest is crazy. There are ways that you can get around all those student loans. Go and try to finish 3 easy college classes for free in 2 months with low stress and kick student loans to the curb. Cool? Are you going to go try it? Why don't you come on over in the Facebook group and let me know if you are going to try it, if you're interested. Maybe you could post, I'm going to do this with like 3 of your favorite emojis or something, okay? that is called the Christian College Girl Community. That's on Facebook. Again, that is the Christian College Girl Community. Let me know if you have any questions. And I hope to see you over there. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, girl. Okay, so before you run off to calculus, if this podcast has brought you any encouragement, would you please write a review on iTunes or take a screenshot, post it in your Insta stories, and tag me? Let's tell the rest of our stressed sisters that more money and peace can be attained outside of the conventional way of doing college. See you next time. Love and prayers, Kara.